What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Quite extensive coverage here in the Cairns Post today of this crime nightmare in our city, including photographs that are just ghastly. It's just horrendous. In fact, they're saying it's worse than it's ever been now. So here's an example of what Isaac McCarthy has written. Distressing video footage of street fighting in our CBD has emerged as businesses urge authorities to act. Good luck. The videos, taken over a month period early this year, show groups of people brawling in the main streets of the CBD in Cairns. Mick Hasler, proprietor of several hospitality venues, said the violence was so bad it was impacting trade at his establishments. He said, quote, I reckon 2022 is probably the worst it's ever been. We manage the Crown Hotel as well as PJ O'Brien's, and walking between the two is scary. There's big groups of itinerants harassing every single person who walks by. It's not just adults, but also kids, the young groups getting around preying on tourists and people walking alone. I've had two staff who were walking home alone at night, beaten up severely by kids. He went on to say this, I think a lot of people stay away from our side of town because of that. Another hospitality proprietor who asked to remain anonymous said the violence was common on most nights. Here's what they said. They're attacking tourists. If we lose tourists because of this, Cairns is done. It's a really bad look. Here's another one. This is Glenn Howard, an English backpacker, who said he was aware of the violence. He said he knew a lady who was travelling here from the United States of America, and she was beaten up by a group in the CBD. And they'll attack anybody. They'll stop at nothing. And an interesting wording here, hoping the authorities will do something about it, urging the authorities to act. Seriously, what will it take? What will it take before we get the so-called authorities to act? In the past, down there in Grafton Street, we've had commentary on this particular matter from George. He's at Fedders Greek Taverna. I'll be interested to hear what he has to say about these developments. G'day, George.
John, good morning.
Surely it couldn't be getting worse.
John, if I may say here for a second, some of us, and special on your show, brought this issue up years ago when it started rising. We were never taken seriously by anybody just about. Okay, let's be honest here, John. We never took it seriously. You know, it was blah, 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 George talk shit on the radio and boom, 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 boom. But they didn't see that the problem was carrying on. And then it became worse. And then all this, what you call them earlier, itineraries, whatever they are, and the young kids, smelled the freedom that they're untouchable by the authorities. Okay? And then they took over might. And then they discover, the young kids discover how to pinch, how to make money in the city, how to rob people, how to attack people. Then went on and on. Again, you brought it up, we brought it up. Even the local community here did not really stand behind it as much. And then there were afraid, people were afraid to talk from police departments, from council, from everywhere. You know, like you said before, somebody anonymous, proprietor, anonymous. Why anonymous, mate? You know, you got to face. If you got a problem, you got to face it. No, don't stay anonymous. Let your voice talk.
Mm.
Express yourself. What anonymous, mate? You know, this is ridiculous, mate. What people are afraid of, mate, to what's going on here, worse than this. F God's on its worse than ever before.
Mm.
Okay? I've got a chef here by the name of Sean. Mm. He's been here 4 months from Melbourne. This guy's been around a bit, John, you know, and he's not a bad fighter. He goes, George, what the hell is going on here? Every time I walk across there to go to the night ale in the night time, because he lives in Grafton Street,
yes,
he goes, I've been picked up for a fight every single bloody night and sometimes at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Okay? Now, that's only one case. Of course, it's bloody ridiculous what's going on out there, Johnny. Everything you said before, spot on, it's happening. It is getting worse, mate. It's just ridiculous. Tourists getting annoyed. I can tell you a lot of tourists don't come this side of the island. And you know what, John? I don't blame them. If I go to another country and I walk like this on the streets, you know, I said last time, Penny and Greg from the Wines, you know, they went to Europe. They came back 2 months ago. They were there for 2 months. They said we felt safer there than here in Cairns.
Yes.
Their own words on it. So I don't know what's going to happen. There's no government departments that they come up with some solution. They all talk. They all blah, blah, blah. And nothing happens at the end of it. Nothing, mate. Zero.
Now, you made a very good point. Message transmitted by the authorities to these out-of-control children that fundamentally they are untouchable. Once they realise that the perception across the city is that they're untouchable, they got even worse, you're saying. They learned how to make money in our CBD by robbing people. This was as a result of a message transmitted to them by the so-called authorities.
Well, you're absolutely right. Yes, it is. Because if I'm not to die, I can do anything I want in my business. I'm just signed on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then, you know, you got rules, you abide with the rules. For these particular people, there is no rules. So now they smell the money, John. Young kids here might making good money. I've been saying this forever. Come, I know. Sometimes they try to sell things to me. Okay, anything. What do you want, John? You want jewelry? You want cigarettes? What do you want? Radio, stereos, computers? What do you want, mate? Just put your order in. Okay, and this is not exaggeration, okay? This is reality.
Wow.
Okay? So, of course, my man, you're spot on, yes. The authorities have helped these kids to become what they are, and it's going to get worse.
Yes.
It's going to get worse.
Do you know what really horrifies me? The people being bashed up by these groups of children. They're like jackals. They're like hyenas. They circle people, obviously, and go in one at a time and belt the daylights out of people. This gentleman, an English backpacker, said another lady who was travelling here from America, she was beaten up by a group in the CBD. They'll stop at nothing.
John, they don't care, brother. They don't care, Johnny. They don't care who you are. Doesn't matter if you're a 90-year-old lady or man, or you are a 16-year-old young girl, left work and got home. Okay, once they find you, they are like hyenas. Okay, whatever they can grab of you, and if they can't get nothing from you, the pair of them signed to the friends that we bash this person.
Yeah.
Okay, and about a year ago, I think I told you, a young guy that used to work here, he told me exactly what's going on. They send messages to each other. We burst this particular person tonight. Boom, 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 boom. And they're all thriving how tough they are.
God.
And that's the way it is. So, John, you're screaming out there for years. Some people, not a lot, unfortunately. And then again, you know, the people that's supposed to stand up, the people you vote in, the people we vote in, whatever is councillors, whatever is state members, whatever is politicians, you know, last time we had Dai Firsofuli in Cairns, you know what I mean? The first thing that we addressed to him is the crime, mate. Okay, the first thing I said before anything, we got this issue here. Walk around the streets in the night, I mean, he did. You know, good on him, to be honest with you. You know, he walked around the streets, okay? Saw him next day. He addressed that this is unbelievable. I said, you've seen nothing, mate. So this is a Tuesday night. You know, I said, you've seen nothing, David. This is tonight is like just the start of the week. It's going to get bigger and bigger, mate, you know? So, you know, he reckons he's knocking the door to our state government, but with no results. So I don't know, John. I'm not a governor. I'm not a politician. You know, but surely something can be done to this particular idiot. Surely, mate. Strong rule, Johnny. You know, no fear, mate. Don't say, oh, the young kids, they're not young kids, John. When you're 14 years old and you do these crimes, I don't qualify as young.
Yes.
I qualify as a young monster that is going to grow up, mate.
Yeah.
And then we've got something in our hands in the future, criminals. That's how they start. Met a lot of them, Johnny. In my lifetime, I mean, since 1975 from Melbourne, met A lot of them. I know how they grow up, how they became some of the biggest criminals in Australia's history, John. That's how they started, mate. Okay? That's how they all started, brother. Believe me. They were young, they smelled the money, and then the pair took over, and then next minute you got problems in your hands.
Well, 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 this is just a nightmare. The problem we seem to have also among these so-called authorities, so many bleeding hearts that just feel that, oh, no, it's a very complex issue, said the particular minister you might remember. Then we had that chief police officer coming up here and she said, oh, we're designing this new multi-agency panel to find holistic solutions to the youth crime crisis. Doesn't sound very convincing, George, does it?
John, obviously, these particular people, whatever is the high police officer that came here, or the minister, they don't have an idea what's going on out there. Neither they got an idea how to tackle it. I'll be honest with you, brother. I hear them talk on TV, and there's which channels, okay? Because they don't have an idea, okay?
That's right.
No, they got the ranks up, they came, maybe some of them, they got ranks behind the office. But the only way to learn the streets, if you actually, you're part of the streets, mate.
Yes.
Okay, unless you're part of the streets, you never learn the streets. There is police officers out there, believe me, that they know exactly what goes on.
Yeah.
But again, John, no one hears the voices.
Yes.
Because there's going to be issues, mate. We're almost under dictatorship, brother. You thought you're going to cop it, mate.
Yes.
Okay, this is where the people afraid to talk, mate.
Exactly.
When people say I'm anonymous. This is unbelievable, mate. Sorry.
Exactly.
We all fight for the same thing, and you know, something is going to be done. I don't know what, John. It's a matter of time, though, but because a lot of people getting very upset out there, and very soon I see we're going to have more issues with this. You know,
it's amazing, this attitude, George. And this attitude years ago, when I came to town, people said, oh, that talk show's got to be shut down because he's talking about the crime and the drunkenness and the confrontations and the weeing and the pooing. Oh, it'll destroy tourism. Not let's fix the problem. Let's fix the issue of Mackenzie's talk show talking about it. And what happened last week? I get another message from a group of business people. Oh, you've got to stop talking about it because it might do harm to our tourism industry. If you want to sort out the problem with tourism, you stop the bloody crime. If you don't talk about it, it's just going to continue to get worse. I can't understand this attitude.
Whoever said this to you, I'm sorry, and probably I know them very well, they got rocks on their head.
Yes.
They live in a glass ball, mate.
I think so.
Because it's not you that you might lose in tourism. You try to help tourism by verify the issue and the problem, John. The problem is out there when tourists take photos of what's happening out there.
Yes.
Videos.
Yes.
Okay? They're the ones, they see what's going on. So it's not your show that is destroying this. It's what's happening out there, mate. I'm sorry. These people are so damn wrong. Why they don't talk with the tourists there about what's going on here and listen to them talk.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
And this is what the problem is. And it's not your show. You try to help this, mate. And in a minute here. Okay, you fight so long for this with some other people, which start coming aboard, thanks God. Okay, they start coming on board now. A little bit light in many aspects, but at least it's a start. Okay, and it's not what these people are saying we're losing tourism. Tourists go away because a lot of girls here and boys, they work for me. They left them to go down south. Sydney, Gold Coast, Brisbane, because they were sick and tired in the night time. They had to spend money for cabs to go home, otherwise they were going to be bashed.
Yes.
So they said, no, it's too expensive, we've got to go. You know, this is reality.
If they all decided to stand together, they'd be irresistible. They'd become an irresistible force, but they choose instead to shoot the messenger. And it's very disappointing, human nature sometimes, very disappointing. George, I really appreciate your contribution today. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Good. George Katayanis down there in Grafton Street at Fetter's Greek Taverna.